Rick Goddard on ABC Radio Hobart.
Big biffos in North Hobart. The council is going to be asked to question tonight whether they can put in a proper parking place. John Kelly's owner of the State Cinema and president of the North Hobart Traders Association. John, what do you want to see happen at Condell Place?
Morning. Good morning, Rick. Yes, quite simply, which is of no risk to council, is calling for expressions of interest from any persons who may wish to do something with this big slab of real estate that council own in the middle of North Hobart. And through such an expression of interest, you know, there can be developments which include car parking and the much publicised need by Lord Mayor for city accommodation. Mm. The Lord Mayor's been very outspoken, saying that developers should use car parks, car spaces and car yards and areas within the municipality that aren't developed. And here we have council, who own one of the biggest chunks of real estate in Hobart now here, unused, sitting on their hands, for some reason having this aversion to simply calling for an expression of interest. As I said earlier, but it's nothing, no risk, no, they're not committing anything to it. Council officers now, I think council actually recommend this, there's some women there who just say, no, we just want to sit there and just leave it as the 88 spaces. A good development can boost that number up to well over 300, and also include some of the much-needed accommodation that some of these aldermen are banging on about.
John Kelly, you're pretty handy with an excavator. Do you have plans for that space?
No, personally, I don't, Rick. But I know the geology of the North Hobart very well, and it can be very easily excavated, as with all building, modern buildings are now. Mm. Bear in mind, too, it's not the car parking can be repurposed accommodation later as well when the world becomes autonomous vehicles and council get in, you know, they talk about doing all this riding bikes and all that. Let's see them put the bike lanes in and do all that stuff. And we can incrementally work towards that, Rick.
Because the problem is with this council is that they won't approve that many car parks, probably because they'll say you should be on a bike. But listen, do you think that in terms of getting a building there, I mean, there's a point where traders have now tried to stop one of the shops opening as a chemist warehouse or something because they don't want any more people to come to North Hobart. Is that the wrong message to send?
Oh, it is, yeah. I mean, we're just choking on our own success there. And there's only 121 car spaces off-street the council have provided. Mm. In a city, have in excess of 3,000, plus council have given rates reductions and financial in-kind support to developers to build all these other car parks. They've sat on their hands, done absolutely nothing for 20 years now, Rick, and now it's high time. What is the problem? What is the problem calling for an expression of interest, just quite simply put? It costs very little for council to do that, an advertisement in the paper in a few days of officers' times. And let's start the debate. Let's just be proactive, because absolutely is nothing happening. The situation's getting worse, and this solves multiple problems on multiple levels.
It's going to go before council tonight. What are your hopes that you'll get that outcome?
Oh, look, all we can do is hope. You know, we've lobbied the aldermen about it all. You know, we've so many times in black and white what's required.
John, do you think the second that goes through and a developer says, yeah, I want to build this, I want a tower, I want it 8 stories high, it's going to take me 3 years to build, the traders will then stop them building because they won't like the seismic works and they won't like the digging and they won't like the noise and they won't like it too high because it overshadows their building?
All traders in North Hobart are aware that to get good results, Rick, you've got to invest time, effort and money and a bit of common sense into doing that to say that, you know, there's a bit of short-term pain involved. Yeah. So far as the heights go, that's all regulated. North Hobart now has 2 5-storey buildings being constructed as we speak, which fit into the landscape and the area there as well. There's absolutely nothing that any normal person could argue that an expression of interest could not be called.
John, good to talk to you this morning.